Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump a pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Steve-O.
Yay! That's me!
That's you!
7:01 Sunday night. Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. Normally, it is myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig. Nate, not here. So in his stead, well, first of all, my co-host from our amazing morning show. High five!
Hey!
So
that was a good one.
Yeah. But this is an awesome show.
Aww.
We don't get to just be stupid and be funny. We actually have people calling in with real questions and emailing in with some crazy gnarly stuff. So we need like a pastor.
Right. And I don't qualify.
No, you definitely do not.
Is there a pastor in the house?
However, you happen to be married to this guy.
This guy.
Kelly.
Steve,
who is a guy.
Who's a dude?
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Steve, we have something going on here. It's like Kelly and Mitch.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is very cool.
Maybe you can sit out on this one.
You know what? I totally can. In fact, do you guys just want to take this and run?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
To be.
I couldn't
do it without you, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. Paul on Facebook says, yay, my last name is Kelly. We rock.
Yay. Family for right. The win.
Because, you know, your first name is Kelly and his last name is Kelly.
Okay.
You know?
I get that.
I love that it's Kelly and Mitch, and it's, like, reversed.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah, story of so our lives at, like, the bank. So are you Kelly? No, I'm not. Nope, yeah. That's my husband. Sorry.
For the record, you have to be pretty sweet to rock a name like Kelly, and you
that's
pull it
true.
Off very nicely.
But not, like, sweet, like, sweet. You know what I mean? Like sweet. So I don't really like the word sweet. Maybe, like...
Right, right.
Sick. Or
ill.
Awesome. Dope.
You got to be careful with Sweet and Kelly. It's just...
Yeah, this is true. This is very, very true.
Lifetime of experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, welcome to Shock Therapy Live. The phone lines are open. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And if you would like to keep it anonymous, we do offer this anonymously. Check it out. You can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. Or if you don't care and you just want to get it out there, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But if you're just joining us for the first time, Shock Therapy Live, it is our one-hour call-in show centered around you. What do you want to talk about? Maybe you're reading something in the Word this week that kind of confused you, or maybe you're dealing with a family situation, a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, a marriage situation, and you just need some advice. Well, that's the purpose of Shock Therapy Live. In fact, a married couple in studio tonight.
Hey.
So we'll be able to give some wisdom on that. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So
a little nerve-wracking that you're wanting wisdom from me.
Sorry.
But it happens.
It's a little different because normally, you know, morning show, we're just kind of stupid and fun. And now tonight we have like a responsibility to like educate.
We can't be stupid and fun?
We can.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can. You're the pastor.
So you have to be serious. Like,
I can be extra
studious.
Stupid and fun.
Yeah. So, you want to kick this off? Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I have a question coming. It's from the email.
All right. studio@mystaticradio.com. What do we got?
Okay, so he says, my question. He says it might be slightly offensive, so he
okay.
says, but I don't want it to sound sexist. Do you guys think that the branch of feminism that started in the 1960s is a sign of the end times? I am not talking about women being equal to men. That is essential. I am talking about women saying they are greater than men or trying to take men's roles. In the Bible, it states quite clearly men are leaders, Ephesians 5:23. And women have just as much power in other ways. We live in a world where men aren't leaders as much, and every role is switching, it seems, in marriage. Is this against God's will?
There's like 7 questions in there.
Yeah, so...
the first one was what? Sign of the end times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is the branch of feminism that started in the 1960s a sign of the end times?
Kelly?
Well, it says, it says in the last days, it says people are just going to be doing what's right in their own eyes.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I would say that.
Right. In that sense, I don't, you know, I would agree with that because it's biblical and that's what it says there. But as far as it being, I don't know, man. That's weird. I think getting to the meat of the question would be, is it against God's will, this role switching? And it's not just females taking the male leadership. There's a lot of dudes out there that are acting like little kids.
Yeah.
Who aren't growing up, who aren't taking that responsibility, who are acting like, and forgive me, this is Shock Therapy Live, acting like chicks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not just the problem doesn't solely lie in the fact that we have these strong women. It's okay if the woman is strong. You need strong men as well. And the problem is right now I see a lot of not strong men.
Right. And coming from a woman myself,
yeah.
I feel like that sometimes I can be manipulative without even knowing I'm being manipulative. And so from that side, not trying to be a feminist.
Right.
There's girls out there who are doing this without even trying. And so we as women need to be allowing the men to take that role and
right.
encouraging them to do so.
Isn't that almost like oxymoron-ish?
Almost,
you're like,
yeah.
We can't be so strong. So what we need to do is allow the men to take the role. It's like, oh, thank you.
Right. Well, kind of.
Thank you for allowing us to lead.
Well,
who's really leading?
We want you to lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, please do. Hey. What was that? What was that back there?
I'm
going to
do that every few minutes. Interesting.
Yeah, so there it is. Yeah, I don't know. I would say obviously, is it against God's will? It's the bottom line.
And he says it's in the Bible, it does state quite clearly that women have just as much power in other ways. And
right.
so we need to gauge in on what those ways are. And it totally says in Proverbs that we are supposed to, as women, supposed to be keeping the house and keeping things in order for our husband so that we can encourage him and to do the things that he has to do, which is a whole lot more than we as women have to do.
Hmm.
So I'd say praying for a husband is a huge thing, but also
absolutely
is a huge thing, because the things that he has to do or make all the decisions, which as much as like as fun as that does sound, it sounds also scary that he has to make these decisions that will ultimately affect our futures.
And I gotta say, on the flip side, as a husband, my wife's pregnant right now,
mm-hmm.
and the fact of, man, you say like, oh, well, the wife's got to clean the house and the wife's got to cook and the wife's got to do all these like chick things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Those are crazy huge as well.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times the men, they come home from work and it's like, ah, I'm exhausted. I'm beat. All right, wife, I'm just going to kick back and let you serve me now. So you go ahead and you cook. You go ahead and, you know, you take the trash out. You do all the house stuff because I worked my butt off today, so I don't have to do anything now. And that's crap. Like, that's stupid as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a big problem there. Like, my wife's pregnant. So today, dude, she's hurting,
tired.
Man. She's exhausted. She's got a little child sucking the life out of her from the inside out. So it's like, dude, you rest. I will totally rock the lunch today. I'll take care of whatever, because we still are called to love our wives, man,
mm-hmm.
unconditionally. As Christ loved the church, Christ gave his life for the church. Mm-hmm. He sacrificed everything for the church. And so I think we as dudes sometimes need to step up and get off this like man pedestal of I'm awesome, you know, so I gotta do this and be this, and woman, you better, you know, A, B, and C, and that's crap.
Yeah, so he asked at the end, he said, is this against God's will? But I think what we need to define first is what are our roles as
women
and as men.
What is God's will?
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 7 says the husband must fulfill his duty to his wife, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And then it doesn't stop there. A lot of guys like to stop there. It just says, and likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. And it just says, stop depriving one another.
Yeah.
Except by agreement for a time so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. And it's just like in Ephesians, you know, it talks about our role that God's given us. It's not something that man has come up,
right.
you know, with ourselves. Oh, we need to do this and we do this. But God's given us a commandment as Christians, as husbands, to love our wives as Christ loved the church.
Right.
And so it's not so much, I guess, of, you know, of, well, am I being a man? Am I doing this? This is my choice. Who came up with this? But that is God's will for marriage.
Right. Absolutely. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Thank you for the question. If you would like to get in a question, you can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also chime in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or give us a call the old-fashioned way, 505-338-3700. Hello, welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Hey, this is the newest Static Radio follower. Hey.
Well, all right. What's up, Taylor?
Congratulations.
I posted my question online, but yeah, I just wanted to ask it so it could get out there.
Yeah, dude, I'm glad you called in. I saw it online. Now, basically, give us an update. You asked this girl out, and then what?
She said maybe, and she said I asked her what maybe meant, and she said I'll think about it.
Okay.
And I've been waiting for a week and a half now.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's been months, and I don't know. You're like, it's been 72 hours, and I'm dying. So, Mitch, as the lady in the room, help a brother out here, because, so what is your relationship like with this girl, if I may ask, first of all? Like, you guys are bros, or?
No, my friend Brian, which is, like, my brother, we've done everything together. We've gone to the Alps and done everything. Well, yeah, it's like his sister.
Okay.
So yeah.
Oh, so.
So this is your brother's sister?
His no.
I know.
No, I know.
You understand, right?
Yeah, I know. I understand. I totally understand.
Okay, so
okay.
I'm gonna start this off with under the assumption that you're a Christian, right? Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Is she?
I don't know.
Okay. So, with that, that kind of rules out maybe she's praying about it, so maybe she's not.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know how old she is, I don't know how old you are, but basically if I'm telling someone maybe, that pretty much means I'm kind of not interested.
Okay.
That's just me. As for her, she could be going through a whole list of things in her mind.
Well, this is like his best friend's sister, so
right,
obviously there's already a relationship established in one form.
Yeah, maybe she just wants to be.
Actually, I've met her, and then I asked her out like 2 days later.
Okay, and so you asked her out 2 days after you met her the first time, which was how many years ago?
Was actually 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so you met her 2 weeks ago and then asked her out 2 days later. So you're not wasting any time.
I'm like one of those guys who don't cry over anything or over women or anybody. Yeah, I'm like, I've just gotten used to it.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know where to go from here.
I know.
Let me ask you a question, man. Hey, what's the value? What kind of value do you put on friendship in a relationship, especially with someone of the opposite sex?
That is actually a hard question. Never thought about that.
Do you feel like with asking a girl out, maybe that a friendship is important beforehand, or do you think like dating is cool because then you can work on a friendship in the dating process? Or I'm just curious.
Right there, that one. That's what I.
Well, of course.
You're answering all of his questions for him.
Yes, it's exactly right. Okay.
Oh, man.
Is that what a pastor's job is?
What? To answer all your questions for you?
Pretty much.
No, actually. You should definitely take some time and invest.
Something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's exactly what Kelly's doing here is maybe possibly getting you to think about why. What's the purpose of asking her out? I mean, you're interested in her, but. Why? For what gain? For what purpose?
Yeah, it's like, do you want to be her friend? Do you want to take her out to dinner? Do you want to get in her pants? You know what I mean? Like, you need to figure that out before you actually come out and start saying, well, I like this girl. What are your intentions beforehand? That's something you got to ask yourself more than just asking her.
I actually did ask myself that before.
And what was the answer?
It was I just wanted to hang out with her more and spend more time with her, maybe take her out somewhere, hang out.
Okay.
All right.
So what should he do at this point? He's already asked her out once. It's been a week and a half. Should he be a creepster and go ask again or be like, hey, bro, I need an answer?
Don't ask again.
Okay.
Don't be a creepster. You need to literally just wait because maybe she's the type of person obviously you don't know her. And obviously I don't know her, but maybe she's the type of person that would like to establish a friendship first, which is honorable. And you need to honor that as the guy, not really, you're kind of going in blind. I'd say.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird situation.
Yeah.
I would definitely just
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah. Like, leave it be. Just let it go. If my husband, if Kelly would have asked me out the first time I met him, I would have been like, oh, creeper, no, stay away.
What? What if he was just really, come on.
What? Okay, I understand. That's flattering.
And all chicks are different.
It's flattering, but real life is not a rom-com.
Right.
So it doesn't, right. you're not gonna meet, fall in love, and then live happily ever after. You're not going to.
Right.
So this is real life, and if you have the intentions of dating her and someday marrying her, this time that you invest is gonna be good. Like if you invest this time, it's gonna be worth it.
There it is. Right on, man. Thanks for the call, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you for the help, and y'all actually really helped me out, because.
Oh, good.
Right on, dude. Well, have a great night.
Because I broke my hand last night because of it, so.
Thinking that's probably not the smartest thing in the universe. Did you go take care of that?
Actually, it's been broken about 12 times in the past month and a half, so.
Are you punching
I'm
a lot of things?
I'm not sure worried about it.
Are you punching a lot of... Okay.
Time out. Let's
rewind.
Let's rewind and reverse this. Don't ask a chick out. Period. What you need to do is probably handle that situation first and foremost before you even tackle the idea of having anyone else in your life of the opposite sex, because that's actually as comical as...
I don't hit women. One of my things is I don't hit women. I hit inanimate objects.
Yeah, that's just as awful, because that whatever it is that's coming out of your heart at this moment, when you are in that moment of anger or heated whatever, is probably not a good thing, and you should probably look into why it is.
When I get really
mad,
I tend to black out, so which is a really bad thing, also.
Yeah, you say
that's really bad.
Yeah, man. You know, as a Christian, you know, it's important to, you know. Especially in a relationship, man, is working on yourself, saying, hey, am I the kind of guy that this girl would feel comfortable with? Am I the kind of guy that can, you know, be a friend to this girl and show her Jesus, show her the love of Jesus? Because anyone's intention with dating should be for marriage, right? Like, is this girl someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with? Am I right?
And she is.
Okay.
I would love to spend the rest of my life with her.
Great. So my thing is, hey man, are you praying about it? Are you seeking the Lord? You know, scripture says, Jesus said, if you seek first my kingdom and you seek first my righteousness, all those things will be added unto you.
I prayed on it once.
I'd encourage you to keep praying about it, man. Keep praying about it, bro. And like, and work on your relationship with the Lord before you start looking for a relationship with a woman, because it's like, you know, there are things that God may want to show you and reveal to you. Hey, maybe I have an anger problem. Maybe I have something that I need to come before the Lord and have him just work on me. You know, that's so important, man. And I get what you're saying. It's so important to look at yourself though, man, and take it to prayer and take it to the Lord and just have him rub off those rough edges of your life, so you can come back and say, all right, well, God's been working on me. And that's the first step.
Right.
Don't skip that step.
Yeah, know that God's not a magical genie. So, you know, last night you're like punching walls, and then you say, you know, hey, I prayed about it once. It doesn't mean it's magically going to disappear, you know. So I would definitely, as Kelly said, continue to just dig in to the Word, dig in with the Lord, and work on those things.
The Bible is actually in Taos, New Mexico, and I live in Corvus, so yeah.
Do you have the internet?
My phone is trippy about the internet, and that's the only phone the internet I have right now because my computer is down.
All right. Right on, man. Well, thanks for the call.
You too.
All right. Have a great night, Taylor. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. Steve-O, Mitch, and Kelly in studio tonight, hanging out with you. And I got a bunch of email questions we got to get to. Got a Facebook question we got to get to. And, of course, more of your phone calls, 505-338-3700. We got to take our first break, but you are listening to Shock Therapy Live during Static U.
Shock Therapy Live. We thought we knew what we were getting into. Now we're just trying to get through the show without getting fined. Leave your comment on tonight's topic at facebook.com/mystaticradio or call 505-338-3700. You're still listening? Good, because Steve-O and Nate haven't bailed yet either. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
That's right. Welcome back to Shock Therapy Live. I'm Steve-O, special guest co-host tonight. Mitch and Kelly.
What's up?
Hello.
We just so happen to be married, yeah. Which works out.
So cute.
It is. It's sweet, right?
Yeah, it does.
We got to hit up all of these questions. We got tons of questions. So facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also anonymously send us something if you would like through email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Hello, welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man? My name is David.
How's it going, David?
That's good, man. Hey, brother, I got a quick question for you, man. I've been listening to this guy called Zen Garcia, John the Baptist, Stephen Quayle. They mostly, like, talk about prophecy and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of strange, man. I'm not sure if it's really biblical, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really confused. I asked my pastor about him, and he totally stayed quiet. He had nothing to say about it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that maybe you guys could step in and maybe tell me, you know, if I should listen to stuff or not.
Well, I'm Googling him right now, if I'm being completely honest, because I'd never heard of any of those dudes. However, anybody else?
I have not, no, but I mean, I can say one thing. I can answer it with this. You know, we judge everything not by our own opinion, but by scripture. What does the Bible say? You know, so in anybody, you know, if you hear a teaching and you look at it and it lines up with what the Bible says, then you can answer your question. Okay, well, maybe this is biblical. This is biblical teaching. And in Galatians, and I don't know. I mean, you said one of these guys' name is John the Baptist?
Why, that's just
that's kind of what he goes by. You know, but Galatians says, and Paul's talking to the church, and he's just making sure that they're being careful. He says, he's talking to them, and he says, I'm amazed at how quickly you deserted him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is not really another, but there are some who are disturbing you and may want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he's to be accursed. And so, I mean, we look at that, we say,
you know, man, I mean, it's just like, you know what I mean? You guys really look into it. You know
oh, yeah,
I mean?
Absolutely.
They,
I would.
Contrary to the absolutely. Love of God, to, you know, they fully admit that, you know, Lord Jesus Christ came to save the world and all that. You know, that's their principal motive.
Yeah.
But it just, they have a lot of things, man, that no one talks about. Nobody.
Well, let me ask you this. David, let me ask you this. Sorry to cut you off. But because so far everything you said has been like, right on, all right. Just sounds like they're like preaching it for Jesus. What, as far as you, like in your spidey sense, in your discernment, what is causing the like tingles and jingles to make you go, hey man, have you heard of these guys? Because something isn't quite right. Like, what is that? Can you put a finger on what that is?
Well, I mean, because no one else is talking about it. Nobody. Nobody else has even dared, speak on the same token that they are, you know what I mean? And, I mean, he has his own little channel, man. It's called fallenangels.com, and it's just interesting, man. He talks about Cain and Abel, and he explains everything. It's just a lot of stuff, man. He goes into, man. It's a lot of scripture, a lot of, and this guy, he's being influenced by the Lord a lot, you know what I mean? But I'm not sure if it's the right thing to be listening to, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, here's what I would say. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 was the first thing I thought of, and it's talking, Paul's talking about, you know, other people preaching the gospel as well, as what Kelly was talking about. Verse 19 says, do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good and abstain from every form of evil. You have got to place that up against Scripture, up against God's Word, and say, all right, does this line up with God's Word? Does this line up with what we've already been told in the Bible? And if it does, right on, hold on to what is good about that. But at the same time, I don't know, man, if something inside you is giving pause, like, I don't know, this sounds kind of off. It may just be that it's off, and that's discernment, you know? That could very well just simply be discernment. Because we've all said, we're all Googling, and we've never heard of any of them. Mitch, you're kind of like reading on it right now.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. There's something to say about what you're feeling and how you're thinking, oh, this is kind of weird. The discernment from the Holy Spirit is usually, it's always right on. I can't even say usually, it's always right on. And so the fact, even though you say no one is talking about that, it might just be because it's not biblical.
Right.
So no one has reason to talk about it.
Because Well, I mean, he was talking about something about, like, you know, in the end of days and knowledge would be revealed or something like that, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think that whenever you guys get a free chance, you know, check it out, and maybe you guys will give me a better understanding, you know what I mean? Because, honestly, before I met Zane Garcia, not met, but, you know, I came across him, I was an atheist. And, you know, that if it wasn't for Zen, I wouldn't have been a Christian right now.
Right. You know what, man? I'm probably going to piss off a lot of people right now, but I have friends who have been saved at a Benny Hinn convention.
Right.
I've had friends who have been saved through Joel Osteen. I've had friends who have been saved through many different measures, many different means. They found Jesus. And as they grew deeper in the Word, they kind of went, oh, man, there's something not quite right about everything that this person is saying or that person is saying. And because they're all humans, and sometimes there aren't things that are right about what some of those people are saying.
Right.
And so, man, it could very well be that you're just growing, and this Zen dude is who God used to wake you up, you know? But maybe it's something that, because I'm reading stuff right now, and I got to be honest, I'm like, okay, because he's talking about UFOs.
He's talking about a lot of things, man. Like I said, he's talking about Cain, man. He's saying that, you know, in Genesis, he's talking about Cain, and they're saying that was the seed of actual Lucifer, you know what I'm saying? And he explains and decodes it, and it's one of his books I'm trying to get. It's Sons of God, Who Are We and Where We Came From, and explains the entire thing, dude. And there's two bloodlines that I don't know, man. It's totally tripped out, bro. Like
right.
I said, it's totally weird.
It sounds like a Nicolas Cage movie, dude.
I would say this. I think.
I would watch
for
it.
For real, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I would too, because it sounds like quality entertainment, but nothing more.
They end up in Las Vegas.
I would say this. I think a lot of people have a lot to say these days, and some people like to major in the minors, man. And I think that, you know, as Paul said to the church, he said, I desire that I know nothing more except Christ and Him crucified among you. That's what I want to know. And so, you know, people can be talking about their opinions on UFOs and their opinions on Cain and Abel and their opinions on all these other curses or prophecies, but it's like the message of what he's preaching is Jesus, and the message of what he's preaching is salvation, because the whole Bible is summed up in salvation, in redemption. And if he's skipping that, or if he's adding extra to it, it's like, well, why would we listen to that so much except to get an opinion?
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is whenever you get some free time.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
Definitely.
Give me your feedback, man, because honestly, man, I mean, I really do think that this guy is you know, doing the Lord's will. I really do, man. But like I said, I've never gotten a real response from anyone to actually listen to what he said and give him my feedback. You know, like I said, I told my pastor, he heard him, and I never heard anything back.
So here's what you should do, since obviously we don't have a good... We don't know who these people are. You just introduced them to us. Send us an email at studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah.
And give us the names, who you are, obviously, and we'll check it out and send you a response back. We can even send it on to either Kelly or another pastor.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely research and check it out.
Oh,
I remember
definitely.
When we were going to do a Joel Osteen conversation when somebody asked, I'd never watched him. I watched a handful of messages, not just one, because I wanted to hear what was said and what they were about. And so we will check it out. I will say this, you know, you keep mentioning, you know, this kind of, you know, people not talking about it. They're talking about things that nobody's talking about. I promise you, we will definitely check it out. And I'm curious, however, be weary of false prophets and people who will come and try and throw you off, because, man, the Bible clearly says not to be taken captive by hollow and deceptive philosophies. And those hollow and deceptive philosophies, 9 times out of 10, are philosophies that are very closely grounded in Scripture, to where it's just a touch off, just enough to give you pause, or just enough to sway you somewhere you shouldn't be. You know what I mean? And so the scariest ones are the ones that sound legit, are the ones that possibly, man, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80%. Man, this could be legit. But there's that thing that it's just not right. You're not vibing with it. And man, I'm telling you, I just keep going back to the discernment. So definitely check that out. But
definitely. And just, I guess, go for it.
Yeah.
Was that it?
I was going to say, thank you guys, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I mean, like I said, I would, I'd value your opinion. And like I was saying, man, I mean, I've never actually gotten a response from anyone who's actually listened to it and said, this is wrong or this is bad. It's just nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we'll listen to it. I mean, absolutely. I'd be happy to look into it. All we're saying is, you know, test everything by scripture. Always take it to the Bible and see what the Bible says about it. Because that's, we can't give our opinions other than just looking at, well, what does scripture say? And then we'll go off that. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, man.
Again, our email, studio@mystaticradio.com. And send us an email.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you, too, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, later, bro.
All right, later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's interesting, questions on false doctrine, false teaching, because we got a question from James a minute ago saying, hey, man, you want to read it?
Yeah, he says, this may be a bit random, but I was just wondering on what your opinions are on Young Life and its camps. I've been to a Christian university, but I myself have never been a part of that group or camps. Recently, I've been doing some reading about the criticism and how people say it's not how it's portrayed or cultish.
Okay.
I find this fascinating and would like to hear your thoughts, agree or disagree.
Were you guys ever a part of Young Life?
I was never a part. I have a lot of friends who were, and I know a lot of students who were.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with Steve Ryman, part of Young Life.
Yeah.
Brian Dees, who used to work here, big part of Young Life as well. I have a lot of friends, who are part of Young
Life. My best friend was a huge part of Young Life, and the people come out with good experiences. People come out with bad experiences. It's the same as any other youth group. Is Christ the center of it?
Right.
And, I mean, the leaders have a huge thing to do with that. So I don't think we can accurately judge, like, overall.
I would definitely not say they're a cult.
No, I don't think they're... No.
Because when we start digging in like that, there are plenty of churches in this town that you could Google. I mean, Calvary. You could look at Calvary. You could look at Mars Hill. You can look at, and sadly, unfortunately, it's usually the bigger churches, because someone's had a bad experience and then they start a blog and then someone else, you know, chimes in.
And
they feed off of it, and it becomes like, you know, this isn't of God because I didn't feel welcomed, or this isn't of God because, and so, I would be very careful with something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there's anything cultish about it.
I wouldn't say
looks like they have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know, right? This is the first criticism I've actually ever heard of it. So I don't know enough about Young Life other than my friends or family members who have gone through it who are a part of Young Life and loved it. So
I think what he's seeing is what's wrong with what people say
Lockers.
Is wrong with the church. What's wrong with the church mostly just is Jesus the center.
Right.
So if it's the same with any other youth group, if Vertical, which Kelly is Kelly and I are both actively involved in. It's a high school youth group.
Yeah.
If Christ isn't the center.
Yeah, and that's our vision. Our vision statement is we're inspiring a vertical perspective. Jesus is the center of everything.
Right.
And I think that's how it needs to be.
Yeah.
Fun should not be the center of everything. You know, fellowship and social, you know, whatever. It shouldn't be the center, but Christ should be the center.
Absolutely.
And
so hopefully that helps with that one. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. I am Steve-O. Joined with me tonight is Mitch, my co-host from The Morning Show.
What's up?
And her husband, Kelly. What?
What?
welcome. And, you want to take one more call before our final break?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Static.
Shalom Morning!
Yay! What's
Pool Boy
up?
From Crucis!
Oh, why are we yelling?
This is Pool Boy from Crucis.
Hey.
Rules. Hey, man.
What's going on? I hear you guys talking, and I kind of just caught you guys. I'm just sitting outside. I just got done grilling some ribs and stuff, and I'm in the truck, and I tuned it on the radio, and, man, I caught you guys.
Word, man. Just rocking some Shock Therapy Live like we do every Sunday night.
So was there really any main topic, or was it just like...
Nah, man, it's open forum, so whatever questions people have, you know, just calling in and asking away.
Let's talk about those ribs.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yes, dude.
So it's like, we're just chilling out, man, and... Nah, man, it's just, you know, as far as personally, man, and, you know, Steve-O, I call in the morning and stuff, but this is Shock Therapy, right?
Yeah,
right.
Man.
So it's like, I just kind of want to get a little personal, and man, dude, it's like me and my wife, we're struggling right now, dude, and as far as the church to be at, man, we had a real big fallout, and man, I called in a while back about it, and me and my wife haven't been back to church, man, in about almost a year, man.
At any church?
At any church, man.
I'm going to slap you.
For real. What the heck?
I know, love you, so I can say that.
But it's like, I mean, it hasn't left my household, you know. It's tough, man, because my first experience, I'm just going to be straight up, man. I was addicted to meth for 13 years, and me and my wife struggled with it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going into a rehab, a Christian-based, I'm not going to say no names.
Right. It's all good.
And my life was changed there, man. And it was like I gave my life to God. I was doing so good. I committed a year to, you know, we wake up at 5, we pray, we work, we Bible study every day. And for a whole year, I committed my life to that, man. And my wife ended up coming too. She was back home in San Diego. And then my mom took care of the kids, and then the kids came, and now we have built a foundation, right?
Right.
So, but then it was just like, man, we just get hit upside the head, because it was the only God I knew was when I was 26 years old, bro. I'm 32. So at 26 is when I came to Christ. Before that, it was like Catholic, and it was only once every 10 years, like Ash Wednesday, you know.
Right.
With my mom, and like, you know, and then every time we cross the cemetery, we do the sign of the cross, you know.
Right,
of course, yeah.
You know, ritual stuff, like religious stuff.
Yeah.
And but ever since I had a relationship, and then the struggle with church, and then in my mind, Steve-O, I'm like, man, church, man, it's just like, I've seen the phoniest of the phoniest, man, and just talk about discernment, and it's where it's like, you see it, but you gotta learn to get past it, or you gotta move to another church. But that was my family for 5 years, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was for 5 years, and then all of a sudden to have a transition, to have some crazy stuff happen, and kind of like, dude, I'm just at a crossroads, bro, and I'm afraid if I don't get involved or if I don't make amends that, you know.
Well, you got to, and I'm gonna let Pastor Kelly here hit you up with some scripture, because that's right, I keep calling you Pastor. But I want to say,
wow,
first, dude,
scary.
talking discernment. There is zero discernment in forsaking the fellowship and like not being actively involved in some church somewhere. There's none discernment there, man, because it is a battlefield. And if you're standing in a field by yourself, chances are that sniper's gonna pick you off a lot easier than when you're with a crew. You know what I mean? So you gotta get connected. But that's, you know, Kelly,
you said it, man, you said it, Steve-O. In Hebrews, no, I almost said Paul, we don't know who wrote it. Whoa, that's scary.
Wow.
Okay, well, it says in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. It's like, I mean, that's the church, you know. Paul said, let all things be done in the church for edification, for building each other up, just to, you know, to be able to come up to your brother in Christ and say, bro, I'm having a bad day.
Dude,
you know,
dude,
I need accountability.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude,
there's nothing like that feeling. And I came
Absolutely.
From California, from San Diego. I don't know anybody right here where I live as far as, and you know, besides the church that I used to go to.
Right.
You know, and then there's this isolation. Me and my wife are laying down and we'll pray and we're just like, and we feel so alone.
Yeah. Dude.
You know what I mean? And that's like that's a gnarly feeling, bro.
Yeah.
Check it, man. We got a lot of listeners in Las Cruces. And so my challenge is for someone from Las Cruces, because you listen to the morning show regularly and you call in regularly. So my challenge right now to anybody listening in Las Cruces, there's plenty of churches out there. And I wish I could say, dude, you got to go check this one out. But I don't know a whole lot about churches out there. My mom is out in El Paso, but I don't, you know, that's still a drive, you know what I'm saying? My challenge is to dig in, man. You gotta take that step out in faith, because if you're not part of some fellowship somewhere, you're just gonna keep going backwards, because that's why Shock Therapy Live, you know, Mitch is here and she's heard me say it regularly. This is my favorite hour in radio I do every week, because it's getting real. It's hanging out with people. It's like, man, I'm struggling. I'm messed up. This sucks. This is what's going on. And being able to share those. And it's not just a complain session. It's a, okay, well, let's fix it. And how do we fix it? And you need that with with fellowship. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're down and you need somebody to help pick you back up. Or maybe you're there and then someone else around you is down and you've been through that and you can say, hey, check it. I've been there. I know. I understand. I was hurt by a church. But guess what? God is still good. Churches are always going to be run by stupid humans. And so I could give a list of complaints from probably every single church I've ever been to, whether it be I didn't like this guitar solo, I didn't like this, I didn't like the way the pastor said this, I didn't like the fact that they did this way, I don't like the way offering is done here, I don't like – and I could do that to like every single church, but it's not like – it's not up to personal preference, man. This isn't The Bachelor. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You need to dig in and you need to get involved. Now, obviously, Christ has to be the center, as Kelly said before, about any church, any youth group, any fellowship, anything. Christ has to be the central focus. And so if you can dig in, if you can find that, man, I don't know. You gotta get plugged in. You gotta be somewhere. You can't just be off on your own. It's not enough to be like, oh, well, we caught it on TBN last Wednesday. What is that? You know what I mean? Like,
I agree, man.
I will go find you!
Dude, and Steve-O and Mitch, and even before the old man, it was like, every morning I was just like, you know, I felt good. I felt like I was at church, man.
Right.
And it kind of filled that void, but then, you know, after that, it's like, you know, there's more, you know, it was just, man, we went to church Sunday. We went Monday for meetings, Wednesdays, Thursdays for youth, Fridays for prayer, Saturdays for events, Sundays for, you know, it was just like we were always there.
What?
And then all of a sudden, for you know, I guess it's me to allow that to discourage me, man. And
yeah.
To,
yeah, and true, there are a lot of hypocrites in the church. I mean, we're full, like Steve said, we're full of sinners.
Yeah.
Who gather together and for one purpose because we have a great Savior. You know, yeah. And so being able to come and gather with a bunch of sinners gathered around that, we can know that Jesus promised. He said, I'm going to build my church. You know, it's something that it was his idea that he orchestrated, that he said the gates of hell aren't going to prevail against his church. So the church is a great thing and we need it. And we like I just read in Hebrews, you know, if we forsake it, then we're doing ourselves a disservice.
Yeah. Absolutely. You got to get plugged in, man. And I wish, like I said, I wish I could tell you of a church out there, but I unfortunately, I don't know. You got any?
No.
I thought you were like Googling. I'm like, no. What do you got, Mitch?
Oh, no.
Hey, well, you call pretty often. I think we'd be able to investigate.
That was going to be called Google Therapy.
Right? No, I just wanted to say that in the beginning you said you were afraid, you're uncomfortable with the fact that you don't go to it, you haven't been at church for a year now. That is going back to the whole discernment thing. It's a good thing that you feel that way. And I pray that you never stop feeling that way because you need to get involved.
Yeah.
That is so important for your walk with Christ. And like they said earlier, we need that fellowship. We need people in our lives to keep us accountable, to keep us right with God because we can't do it ourselves.
Absolutely, man. And we'll be praying, that man, you find something, you got to just get out there and, I'll Google it, man. I'm gonna keep looking.
Yeah.
And as I said, a challenge to listeners. Anybody listening in Las Cruces, let us know. A solid church out there. And, I want to get you connected to somewhere out there. Now, don't think, you know, I know part of you talk about hesitations and whatnot, but, being there every single day, you don't have to jump into a church and be there every single day. You know what I mean? Like, I have burned myself into the ground many a times before, and my wife and I finally had to say, okay.
No.
Yeah. We had to start saying no to things, and we had to start saying, all right, we can dedicate this time, you know, but it's better. God wants your 100%. He doesn't want you to give 23% in 17 different areas. So you find that thing, you know what I mean, and dedicate that time, but don't feel like you have to jump in and all of a sudden you're like, all right, now we're doing children's ministry. Now we're on the choir. Now we're, it's like, what are you doing, man? You know, so don't burn yourself out in that way. You can learn to say no to some things. Just don't say no to church.
I found the verse. The reason I've been so quiet is because I've been looking for one verse. I knew it was in Proverbs somewhere. It's Proverbs 11:14. It says, where there is no counsel, the people will fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yeah.
And so.
Ooh. That's come great. On, Mitch.
I found it.
Wow, that was good. That sounded like...
You know what you just did through the phone? You just smacked me in my head.
There you go. That's a good one right there.
Michelle, you should read that. You should read that verse again in Michael Caine's voice.
I'm like,
where there's no counsel, the paper will fall.
Thank you. And please don't call me by my real name.
Thank you, Alfred.
Mitch. I'm still getting used to that.
Right? I know, right?
Kelly and Mitch.
Kelly and Mitch. Yeah.
That's not confusing.
You guys aren't allowed to go to Chick-fil-A, but it's cool. We love you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when are you going to bring your wife in, man?
You know what?
Right?
I was talking to her tonight about that.
Right?
We will definitely do that. She's not a super fan of being on the radio.
But she's so awesome.
But she is brilliant. And, we'll be married 10 years this year. And so we were talking just today, actually, about this book that we're trying to lay down. And so,
yeah,
I will definitely do that soon. And now you just slapped me through the phone. So I promise, soon, I'm Shock Therapy Live.
Hey, I love you guys as counsel, man. You guys are always right on, and I appreciate what you guys do, man.
Love you too, man. Have a great night.
You as well.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Later.
Pool Boy from Cruises.
That's right.
Right here on Shock Therapy Live. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Kelly, and we got to take our final break. But coming right back, more of your questions. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, studio@MyStaticRadio.com if you would like to email an anonymous question or give us a call, 505-338-3700. It's Shock Therapy Live, part of Static U, Static Radio.
Shock Therapy Live. A little heated by tonight's topic? No? Then we're not doing our job. What do you want to talk about? Comment now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call 505-338-3700. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Yep. Final segment of Shock Therapy Live. So we're going to hit the phone lines right away. 505-338-3700. I am Steve-O. With me is Pastor Kelly. That's right. I keep saying Pastor. Can I say that?
That's okay.
Okay. Pastor Kelly.
And
Mitch.
Pastor Mitch?
No.
Pastress.
Pastress?
Yeah, that's what it's called when you're
like
chicks.
That.
Or the P-Dub. Pastress.
The P-Dub. Yes. So, Steve-O, Mitch, and Kelly with you tonight. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me.
Oh, this has been fun.
It's been fun.
This has been stellar. I think Nate might need to find a new job, bro.
Steve-O, it's been fun.
Thank you, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is awesome.
I loved you as Alfred.
What about Bane?
You were amazing. Bane was awful.
Michelle, it doesn't matter why we're here. All that matters is
that. Is the worst voice ever. It's a great,
great impression.
The problem
worst
is,
voice ever.
Worst voice ever. You do a great impression of it, though. All right, let's hit these phone lines. 505-338-3700. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
So my question is about, I guess, just relationships, more like friendships, I guess, with the opposite sex. I'm wondering, for a Christian brother and sister,
Right,
yeah,
no, I got
Christian,
you.
Okay, good. What's, like, appropriate communication and, like, how often can you communicate?
How often can you? Well, I think it goes to the motivation. It goes to the heart of the issue. If you're asking, get specific. What are you asking? Because this sounds very general, but I'm pretty sure you've got something on your heart. So why don't you just let it fly, girl? Go for it.
All right. Well, I have a group of friends at school, and we're a bunch of Christian friends, mostly girls and then two guys.
Okay.
And there's sort of been some history with the guy. That one of the girls in the group likes the guy.
Okay. So then all the other girls aren't allowed to like him. I already know that.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's kind of the problem is because now I've become closer friends with him. And so wondering,
encouraging,
like we've been able to encourage each other, but like I'm wondering, I don't know.
Now here's the question. Did your friend call dibs first is the real question. I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, really?
No, not really. No.
Oh my gosh.
So you've become close with this dude, but he's like fake spoken for is what you're saying?
I guess I just don't want to, like, I don't know that anything would ever happen. And I also know that the timing, if anything were to happen, it wouldn't happen for a while because of what happened with my friend. But,
okay.
Just trying to figure out how to navigate how much communication, because we're all apart for the summer away from school. And we've emailed back and forth a couple of times and like encourage each other, but I don't know.
So what was the initial question?
I think what's happened, the initial question was general and lame. Now she's getting real and telling us the truth. And the fact of the matter is she's got a group of friends.
There's a love triangle somewhere.
It's not a love triangle.
Love octagon.
He's cool. He's a vampire, and then there's this other dude, and he's a wolf, right?
Yeah, there's a werewolf.
And you love the vampire, but the wolf loves you.
I saw this movie.
Right.
Okay.
No, so
I think it ends poorly, actually.
It does. Right. Well, it started poorly because they're terrible movies, but so the real question is, how close is too close with this guy? Because it sounds like he maybe have dated one of your friends already.
Yeah, okay. not specifically dated, but...
They went out.
They hung out quite a bit.
And now you're like, hey, this guy seems interesting, cool, and I would like to possibly pursue a relationship one day. However, you've been with my friend, so one, it has to take a lot of time, and two, I don't know how to navigate that because I'm interested, but I don't want to tell my friend for fear that she's going to be upset and or this dude for fear that it might get awkward. Is that basically it?
Yeah.
I should be a counselor!
Good job. Well, okay, you figured out the problem, but you didn't solve her problem. You can't be a counselor
okay,
and
check
just
it
solve
out.
Her problem.
Okay, I'm gonna counsel you. Be a grown-up. Why don't you tell your friend, like, hey, check it out. Me and this dude, we're friends. And it's not like that. However, there's a possibility that someday it could be like that, but I cherish your friendship. I value you. And so I want you to know ahead of time so that you're not shocked by anything. But if you're interested in this guy, and if this is something you've prayed about and you feel like maybe there's potential for a relationship in the future, that's cool. Just make sure you've prayed about it and you're upfront and honest about it and don't go like, you know,
behind
all of a sudden
back.
Two dates in and, you know, you're like, oh, what? We just went and saw a movie. What? And then all of a sudden the crew is destroyed because Ross and Rachel got together and now nobody else wants to hang out with you guys. So does that help you?
Yeah, I think so.
He's fired. He is fired.
That's it. That's it.
I don't
for
even know
me.
What to say to that.
You just
That's
brought in friends. Oh,
Mitch,
man.
You're a girl.
I don't
answer the question.
I don't know.
If you had dated a dude and then stopped dating said dude, and then your friend started dating
okay,
or wanted to date
I'm
a dude,
I'm going to bring this into real life.
Okay, good.
I had a friend who was dating this guy. And this guy broke up with her, and she was heartbroken over it. And then I started dating him, and then I married him.
Oh. Is that me?
Yeah, that was you.
I would hope so.
Wow.
And
I came
and
out of left field.
She was mad at me. Well, she was so angry at me. But
Wait, you dated someone's ex-boyfriend? You married someone's ex-boyfriend?
Yeah,
but what is wrong with you
it's
guys?
Like that Reliant K song.
Don't you know that once you date somebody, they're not allowed to date anybody for the rest of their
but
life?
But here's the thing. He is...
Here's the thing is
he
we have
he,
1.5 minutes.
He is God's he's what God has planned for me.
Right.
And that is something I can't change. If this dude is somebody is what God has planned for you, you can't change that. And if he's not, then you know, keep praying. But you need to pray about this first and foremost. And you need to just, you know, be cool with this girl and tell her what girls get catty. We can't get around this. And so let's just be real. Even though you're gonna be like talking Christianese to her and telling her that this is what God has led you to, just be real with her. She's gonna get catty regardless unless she's totally cool and laid back and she doesn't then
and legit.
Then hallelujah to that.
Yeah, communicate with your friend. But at the same time, you know, with this guy, you know, don't start using him as an accountability partner.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
You still need to rely
Seek
on
your
friends.
Right. There you go.
What about, sorry, do we have time?
The music is going up because it's the end of the hour, but if you want to hang on the line, we will totally hang out with you off the air.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Cool. Hang out with us. All right. Well, there it is.
There it is.
And I just hit the wrong button.
No!
I was supposed to hit
call
hold.
Back! Call back!
Wow, that was awful. I'm a terrible person.
You just hung up on
I didn't mean to. I meant to hit hold.
Oh my gosh.
Right next to the drop button.
You're fired until tomorrow morning.
Well, that's fine. All right, Mitch, I will see you in the morning.
Yep.
Kelly, I'll see you randomly on Tuesday when you come to give her lunch or something.
Okay, I'll bring you lunch.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having
us. It's been incredible. If you missed a show, you can always podcast it. At mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. That's the name of the show. We are out. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Peace.
Comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, well, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.